From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish troops and their allies Thursday struck at Islamic State forces along the Syrian border for a second day. Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River, but it's unclear if all of them have withdrawn, as demanded by Turkey. Turkey hopes to rid its border with Syria of both Islamic State and Kurdish forces. UN officials say Russia has agreed to support a 48-hour pause in fighting in and around Syria's largest city, Aleppo, so that humanitarian aid can be delivered to its population. Secretary of State John Kerry Thursday visited Saudi Arabia to discuss U.S. military operations in Syria. Kerry was trying to shore up support for his Syria plan ahead of scheduled meetings with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday in Geneva. During the meeting with Lavrov, the two sides will try to come up with an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat the Islamic State militants. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced military exercises on land and in the Black and Caspian Seas. The drills began Thursday in Russia's southern, western, and central military districts, where troops have been put on combat alert. The drills will last until the end of the month. A 4.3 magnitude aftershock hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy Thursday. The aftershock caused damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke, instilling panic in the town already reeling from Wednesday's earthquake. Officials put the death toll from the quake at 250. Several hundred have sustained injuries. Authorities expect the death toll to rise. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein, is calling for an independent investigation into alleged human rights violations committed in Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations estimates nearly 3,800 Yemeni civilians have been killed and more than 6,700 wounded since March 2015. That is when the Saudi Arabian coalition, which supports the government, began its bombing campaign against the Houthi rebels. The report says the escalating fighting is taking a devastating toll on the civilian population. It reports 7.6 million people, including 3 million women and children, are suffering from malnutrition, and at least 3 million people have been forced to flee their homes. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton Thursday accused her Republican opponent Donald Trump of fueling what she called America's radical fringe. In a blistering speech, Clinton told a campaign rally in Nevada that Trump has built his campaign on prejudice and paranoia.
These are racist ideas, race-baiting ideas, anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant, anti-women, all key tenets making up the emerging racist ideology known as the alt-right.
At a New Hampshire rally Thursday, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said charging opponents with racism is what he called the oldest play in the Democratic playbook when their policies do not work. He accused his opponent of being corrupt.
This week, the curtain was truly lifted. The corruption was revealed for all to see. The veil was pulled back on a vast criminal enterprise run out of the State Department by Hillary Clinton.
Meanwhile, a judge Thursday ordered the State Department to begin releasing any new Clinton emails they may find, setting a deadline for the release at September 13th. Brazil's Senate has begun the impeachment trial of suspended President Dilma Rousseff. Chief Justice Ricardo Lewandowski declared the trial open, and senators began making statements. Lewandowski later briefly suspended the debate as senators yelled at each other. Ms. Rousseff is accused of shifting money between government budgets to hide the country's deficits. U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte has been charged in Brazil with making a false crime report to police. The charge stems from an incident during the Rio Olympics where Lochte and three other athletes claimed they were robbed at gunpoint. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.